after Lament and Fear, a series of reflections on the important Lent theme of penitence. If you went to church on Ash Wednesday last year, it would probably have included Psalm 51, often called a penitential psalm. King David composed it after being confronted by the prophet Nathan over his adultery with Bathsheba and the abuse of his royal power in engineering the death of her husband Uriah, a squalid and ugly episode recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 11. This psalm contains powerful words like transgressions, iniquity, sin, that are echoed in the old service of morning prayer. Here we were invited to call ourselves miserable offenders with no health in us. Grim words, depressing even, as if there wasn't enough going on at the moment to make you feel depressed. You could easily dismiss this as an exercise in grovelling before an angry God. But after its sombre opening, Psalm 51 opens out into a vision of a loving God powerfully at work in those who are penitent. There is daring talk of joy and gladness, of a clean heart and a right spirit. The vision isn't just about steering clear of wrong acts, but of profound inner transformation involving body, mind and spirit. It sees clearly into the heart of God, who desireth not the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live. With God, we can be ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven. This, for Christians, is what the cross of Christ is all about. It also means that although we may have never committed adultery or murdered anyone, there is still the security that invites us to be honest about where we know that we do fall short, whether in action, word, thought, or motive. You might think all of this is irrelevant. Here we are, in a pandemic, and amidst all the depressing news and marvellous stories of things people are doing for their neighbours, or putting up on YouTube to cheer us up. So if I'm supposed to be sorry, what do I need to be sorry about? That's what we're going to explore in the next few days. I had heart surgery 3 years ago. I didn't feel ill, or even slightly unwell. But I knew I needed the surgery. It's the same with penitence. I might feel good, doing all kinds of good things and seeing other people doing all kinds of good things as well. But in the same way it came as a shock to learn that I needed heart bypass surgery, I might discover important things about myself when I take time to face this important theme of penitence.